Blog Talk Radio.
Is that Jay Puss? Like this. Independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikia with Ron, the hybrid one. One. And that boy Del Sean, upside down W-A to the Y-S. We the best, yeah, we fight, not a test. Our radio slides in the old wagon set. Like, you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Boys crewing into and we throw the come through. And we can show you we support that local
everything.
Online radio,
independent
everything.
Yes, yes, another exciting episode of Independent Everything is on deck. I am Franz, the hybrid one, Mother Music Records, allthingsfranz.com, radio, and your host for Independent Everything. And that lovely lady right there that just popped down in that chair right there, she smells so good. That is Nakia Qualis. She is the executive A&R for Mother Music Records, Mother Music Entertainment Management. She is the owner of In Motion Events and Shoes In Motion. And she's my co-host. Hey, sweetie.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Well, I see you actually made it. I know you wasn't feeling well, and I'm really surprised to see you here, but I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, work's never done.
Work's never done. How you feeling?
Like, I did it in syllables.
Okay, so you feel like
tickle boo. I feel horrible. Yeah, I feel horrible.
Oh, that baby don't feel good. I must be having sympathy pains for you, because I know like the last hour and a half, I know I started feeling bad too. And I think it's just sympathy. I think it's sympathy sickness. Anyway, so I guess I won't put a lot on you since you're not feeling well. I guess you can just look there and, I mean, sit there and look beautiful as always. And maybe nod your head every once in a while. Your throat hurt?
Not really. It's more, I think it's my sinuses. It's that time of year. And so that's why I sound like my throat would hurt. But it's just, you know, my head, the whole nasal cavity thing is just.
Yeah. You want me to come blowing your nose?
Can you?
Yeah, I sure can.
Okay.
I can. Right. I'll blow in one side and we'll blow all that stuff out the other side.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan. Well, we, again, are live on this episode of Independent Everything. There's really a lot to talk about. I don't even know where to start.
Let's start with the fact that you are trying to buy some time. So does that mean our guest is not here?
Our guest is not here. And I really wasn't trying to buy any time. I accepted the fact that our guest is not here and had already revamped the show in my head to do like a round table, I guess, you know? But no, our guest is not here. Why?
It's cool when we have a round table with just the two of us, because like it's a round table and there's one on one side and one, and we're shooting. I imagine shooting. Let's just shoot the dice, and you know, from one side of the table to the next. It's not really round because we don't have. I see a round table as, you know, a full table of individuals, but it's. When it's just us, it's just, let's go sit at the bar and do this, shall we?
The bar.
I need a drink. Yeah, let's go sit at the bar. We're not going to do a round table.
I kind of figured you was thinking hot toddy type, you know, kill your body type.
Exactly.
I did want to, I guess, kind of discuss the soundtrack for Strawberries, Chocolates, and You. I told you I got the script and started reading over it, and I already see all these visuals that, you know, that I want to do with the music. And shout out to Gigi Evans and Michelle Moore. Strawberry Chocolate and You is in production. I think they started shooting the 14th. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I got the script a couple of days ago to begin working on the soundtrack. Shout out to Black Earl. I've already got a request from the director to include his track Peekaboo in the movie soundtrack. So that's a go. Shout out to Black Earl from his hashtag Get On It album recently released. They requested that Peekaboo be used on one of the scenes. So there's that. And what else? God, like I say, so much going on. For those of y'all that didn't know, I know you guys were expecting Lady Blaze to be released this last week on the 27th. Today's her birthday, right? Right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Lady Blaze. Happy birthday to you. But she has had some, not only some personal issues, but some medical issues that has caused us to move the release of her I Am Blaze, the highly anticipated release of her I Am Blaze, to 4/20/2015. And that is the new release date, at least tentative release date, for I Am Blaze and Lady Blaze. I do want to give a special shout out to Voice of True Go-Getter. She has released her third in the 12 series mixtape, mix CD project. She just released Belligerence, and it is available on her page at Mineral Music Records, powered by the Nerve DJ's site. For a limited time, you can go there and hear it in its entirety. It is should be in the store soon. Look for it in Amazon. Be able to pre-order it on Amazon probably now. I haven't looked, but I'm sure it's probably there already. Seems like that's where it shows up first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll check when we get up there and see if it's there. But, like I said, you can go to her page at www.metalandmusic.com and hit the More tab, go down to Voice, and you can listen to the project in its entirety. And I am really, really loving this Belligerence project from her. As you guys know, if you listened to All Things Franz last night, we did a tribute to Voice. And we played all Voice music or Voice collabs or something. It was all Voice night last night. I wish I'd had her own. It would have been really special if I had her own. But it was just like a last-minute thing. I started out playing her intros and decided, what the hell? Let's just make it a Voice night. And so we did all Voice. So you guys can go check out the allthingsfranz.com radio episode from last night. That is the 28th? Via YouTube or at my actual site on Ustream, allthingsfranz.com radio. Franz Liszt's music, video, and more show. And check out the tribute to Voice that we did last night. All Voice music. And what else? Once again, our guest, our scheduled guest, was to be Mr. Young Soul, a.k.a. Jimmy Webster. He just released his debut promo EP called Fill It In Your Soul, which is available as well at the Nerve DJs. That's nervedjsmixtapes.com. You can go there and just pull up Fill It In Your Soul or pull up Young Soul, and it's there for your streaming and download pleasure. You can download that entire project, 5-track project, there at the Nerve DJs set. As a matter of fact, I think it's, isn't it on Spotify and RDIO at this point? You know?
I think RDIO.
I think it's there on RDIO as well. The Franz.fm powered by RDIO. It's in that mix, but you can also pull it up. Put the entire project up there for your streaming pleasure as well. But again, if you want it, go to nervedjsmixtape.com, pull up Young Soul, Fill It In Your Soul, and you can download it and get the entire project. There are several tracks on there that I'm more partial to, like the Supposed to Be. I like that. I like what he did with that. Young Man's different. What else we got? We got releases that we've talked about that are available to you. Again, Voice has released three separate projects, one for January, February, and now March, that are available at all of the download sites, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, all over the world. Belligerent should be hitting those sites soon, which was the last project. Also, Cali Kia's Poetic Ambition is available for you as well out there. It's on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. Of course, the streaming sites are RDIO, Spotify, Sony Music, all of the streaming sites. Just want to continue to give you a heads up on these artists, man, and you know, direct you to go support these artists, like Black Earl and his project, Get On It, hashtag Get On It, which is available as well. So I want you to be cognizant of the fact that these artists have projects out there, new projects available to you under the Metal Music SMG label, and we want you to have them. Do have brand new music coming out of the CME camp. Just got two new tracks from Young Fallen Angel. One is a Young Fallen Angel, I want to say featuring King James, but I don't know why I want to call him Joe King. I don't know, but I debuted it last night. It's called Plotting. There's already a remix in the works for it. But yeah, we'll be releasing that as a single to you real soon. Also, the brand new Team Dope, On My Own, hot track, Team Dope, On My Own. And we haven't decided whether or not we're going to release that as a single or one of the others that they're working on as a single. Yet to be decided, but you can listen to the On My Own and the Plotting tracks via last night's show, allthingsfronz.com radio. If you would, you can go to the site there at Ustream or go to YouTube, my YouTube channel, and check that out. Help me out here, Nakia. What else we got?
A lot of stuff. I'm actually mute. I know I mute the phone out and try to talk with you.
Yeah, I know.
Talking. There's a lot going on. I know my inboxes are flooded with requests for interviews, and I'll say this again, like I think I said on the last show. When you're seeking us out for interviews and you're requesting, you know, interviews on either this show or on allthingsfarms.com radio, and we take time to schedule you for an interview, get your episode created, do the promo for your interview, and you don't show up, it says a lot about you as an artist, and it leaves a very nasty, nasty taste in my mouth about you as an artist. So for those listening, and you are about to press send requesting an interview, please make sure that when you're scheduled for the month of April that you are here, because someone else could have been in that spot. And this is free promo for you. We're not charging you guys anything. It's free promo for you to get whatever it is you need to say about your brand out to our listening audience, as well as your fans and friends. And so it's just common courtesy. Just show up. It's like an interview on a job. You know, you really want this job, and the day of, you bail out. You know, that says a lot about your character. So just please make sure that when you confirm these dates, and you confirm multiple times, because I do confirm multiple times, that you are going to show up. I understand shit happens, but, you know, it didn't happen to everybody at the same time. I'm just being too much, you know, repetitive. Call out, like no call, no show. That's what I'm seeing. So, again, this goes for either show. One thing, if I come hunting you down, which I seldom will do, but when you reach out to us, it just expects for you to be here to represent your brand.
Yeah, and you know, to back that up, there's almost not a platform out there, especially of this caliber, that is promoting you for free.
Everybody's charging nowadays. Everybody.
I've been doing my research. And there really is not.
Yeah, and maybe that's the thing. Maybe because we're not charging, maybe that's something we need to start doing to get more respect for what we're trying to do here. I mean, my thing is that I've always wanted to keep these platforms where they weren't, paid for, like every damn other platform is out there. I mean, there's not a platform out there that doesn't want something from you, even if it's $5. You know, Right. Everybody's charging you to promote you, and I'm really trying to stay away from that. But if you're working my A&R, my manager, and you're not coming through, then maybe that's what we need to start doing. Maybe if we start getting money up front from them, it'll be more they'll be more apt to show up for their own interviews. You know what I'm saying? Which is, like I say,
held more accountable if they have already invested.
Right. So maybe that's what we need to start doing. I hate to, because like I say, I've never really having been in radio for so long. I really hate the payola. I always have. But that's right. The way things are done. And I've wanted to avoid it like the plague, but it's becoming very evident and apparent that maybe that's the thing that people respect in this industry, is when you charge them,
right.
to help promote them. And maybe that's the thing that we need to start doing. So
I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoy spending this 30 minutes of quality time with my husband, because it's very seldom that, we are able to just sit down and talk, because we're always moving. But I hear the same things come out of his mouth, and he hears the same things come out of my mouth. So it's just, when you request an interview, just make sure that you're here, please.
Real talk. And so, again, I want to... There is a couple things I want to put forth. I guess this is a perfect, as good as any platform. There's a lot of things going on, with the label and everything. And we are really going to the next level with a lot of the behind the scenes things, especially on the production side. And I want to give a shout out to the Inner Circle. Y'all know who y'all are. I'm sure some of you guys are listening. We'll be hopefully interviewing a lot of the members of the Inner Circle in the coming weeks. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put it out there right now, Nakia. If you do get requests and they do relay to you that they are part of the Inner Circle, they get priority over everything. As far as the scheduling of the interviews, they get priority over any and everybody, because they are the Inner Circle. And so shout out to you guys. It is an elite group. And I'm so very proud to be part of this elite group, and I want to give them a chance to promote, their wares on any and every platform that we have available to them. They get priority because of the fact of just who they are, and they know who they are. Like I say, they're I'm sure they're probably listening, and we'll probably be contacting you if they haven't already, Nakia, and if they do mention the fact that they are a member of the Inner Circle, verifiable member of the Inner Circle, because I have the list, then they get priority. But it shouldn't be anybody calling you claiming to be part of the Inner Circle and they're not, because that's, again, it's a verifiable elite group of individuals. So shout out to you guys and girls. And in that same regard, there's so much coming down the pipeline because of that particular affiliation, so much information, so much knowledge, just on every level. And one of the things I want to share with the listening audience, especially if you're an artist, producer, in any way connected with SoundCloud, one of the things that has come down the pipeline about SoundCloud that is going to change the whole ball game where SoundCloud is concerned, is SoundCloud is going to become a paying entity, like YouTube, like Spotify, like RDIO. Your music is going to be, when it plays, you're going to be paid for per play. And so if you don't have a SoundCloud account, or if you do have a SoundCloud account, make sure that you have everything current, that you update your files, and get ready, because it's coming down the pipeline at SoundCloud, which is the one thing that they were missing. Because I use SoundCloud just for promotions, because they weren't a monetized site, but they are now, or they will be soon, a monetized site. So that really, really changes the ballgame where SoundCloud is concerned. And a lot of artists use SoundCloud, but like me, they use it for promotions, giveaways, things like that. And now that's going to change with them becoming monetized. So you guys get ready for that. And that's a hot piece of information right there. Everybody's not aware of that, but it's coming down the pipeline, and look for it very, very soon. And one of the other things I want to talk about is some high-profile collaborations that are being offered through the affiliation that I just spoke of. And I talked about it a little bit last night on the music video show. And we do have an offer on the table to do a collaboration with Hopsin of Strange Music. And when I was when I received the offer, the first person I thought about, of course, is Voice. Because we've long talked about her being a perfect fit for Strange Music. And, of course, you know, Hopsin is signed to Strange Music. And that would be a perfect collaboration for her. So we're going to try to see if we can't make that happen. And, yeah. And there's many more that are on the table for major collaborations with Mother Music SMG artists and major artists that are out there. I actually have a list of different artists that are offering collaborations with us, and that's huge. And you know, hopefully we'll be able to make, you know, one or two of those happen. But I really want to see the Hopsin thing happen with Voice. I really do. I think that would be perfect boost to her career. And we'll talk about it more and see if we can't make that come together. So shout out to Hopsin. What else? NyQuil? Sinus medicine? Yeah?
No, none of those.
No? None of those?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Bars Crew. I have no idea where our co-host is, Mr. Delshawn Mays of the Bars Crew. Really wanted to get an update with him as to the single, number one, that he spoke about the last time he was on the show, and also the Derby project that the Bars Crew and I are collaborating on. Let's see exactly where we are on that and get a feel for this single that was supposed to be, really was supposed to be this week. We were supposed to get that this week, so I don't know. I did talk to him briefly about, what was it I talked to him about? He had sent me, yeah, he was looking for an apartment in North Dallas. That's what it was. So he may be in the midst of moving, trying to get resituated or whatever. So call and let us know what's going on with you. Let us know you're all right, because I know the last conversation we had is about you getting an apartment there in North Dallas and me helping you, you know, get hooked up with somebody over there. But give me a call or something if you're listening, Delshawn. What else? Help me out. I know there's a bunch of stuff I'm supposed to be talking about.
I don't know.
You just what?
Did you say happy birthday to Lady Blaze?
I think I did. Happy birthday. I think I sang it. Happy birthday to you. Uh-huh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I think I sang it. Yeah. Happy birthday, Lady Blaze. I did. Angel Sessions has released her second single from the Songs of Comfort album that's scheduled to be released April 28th. It is called, what is it? Don't Let Go?
Oh, Don't Let Go. Yeah.
Yeah, Don't Let Go. And
I gave you the album title. Uh-huh. Sorry. I gave you the album.
I mentioned it. Songs of Comfort is the album scheduled to be released April 28th. the single she's released, Don't Let Go, is supposed to be doing really, really well, according to the figures that I've seen. For shout out to Angel Sessions. And she had a show, or she's got a show coming up? She just had a show, right?
Yeah, maybe.
She just had a show.
Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, she had a show Thursday or Friday. So salute to Angel. She's just doing it. And as she says, all glory to God. And I look for her album coming April the 28th. Now you know we're supposed to have Team Dope's album Hybrid supposed to be released April the 11th. And hopefully we'll be on schedule. I know it's already these next two singles have already been having to be revamped because Prince Jay hadn't been able to make the studio for whatever reason. So it is what it is, man. You know, these guys are vets at this point at putting this stuff together, so they'll work it out. And I know they got a lot of new equipment, new mics, new computers, new equipment down there in Oakdale. So everything should be, sounding really, really good. The track that I just got, the OMO, sounds really good. And I know I attribute that to the new equipment that they just got. So I know that also there are some other inner family collabs that are coming down the pipe as well with Black Earl, Lady Blaze, Young Fallen Angel, Cali Kia. I know there's some definite collabs going on with these guys, and Cali's in the process of writing writing to the tracks that she's got for her album while she works on these collabs. So hopefully all that'll come together really, really soon as well. I need to touch base with Sassy, see where Sassy's at on her project. And Three Words. So shout out to Europe, Three Words being in Germany and Sassy being in the UK. And of course, Shanice, shout out to her, the new project that we've undertaken with Shanice there in France. And hopefully all that will come together in the next couple of months or so. So we'll see. Looking to do some collaborations with some members that are not necessarily Metal and Music Records family, but looking to do, especially if you're in Europe, Australia, Canada, looking to do some collaborations with you. So please get in touch. And I hadn't really heard what's going on with the Tell Baby project. I know she had told me that she was in the studio and that. Have you heard anything from Tell Baby?
No, not regarding the project.
Not regarding the project. Okay. Please touch base with her and see where we're at with that as well. I can't wait to hear what she's done with those tracks. Anyway, I guess we're going to end this session of Melody Music Roundtable. I know there's a lot more than I'm supposed to be getting into, but I think that's enough. What do you think?
I think so.
Okay. Don't forget to follow all of the Melody Music artists. You can go to their page on Melody Music Records, www.melodymusic, hit the More tab, and go down to their particular page. Their Twitter follows, their Facebook pages are all there. Please follow and like all of our pages. Keep abreast of what's going on with Melody Music Records, Melody Music artists and associated artists. And also don't forget to, visit their Django station. They all have Airplay stations and MTV VH1 pages as well. So visit those and, social support to all of the Metal and Music artists and associated artists. Please do. Don't forget to go download their music. There are new projects out from Young Fallen Angel, Kingpin, Black Girl, myself. Voice has three projects out. Nakia has a project out called Him. Cali Kia has a project out called Poetic Ambition. All on Google Play, Amazon, iTunes. And if you can't afford to download them, please go stream them at Spotify, RDIO, Sony Music, Deezer, and the list goes on and on and on. We thank you so much for your support, not only for this show, but for the AllThingsFranz.com radio show and for everything Hybrid. We thank you so much for your support. Continue to do so. And this, we're going to end this, this episode of Independent Everything. We'll see you Wednesday on another episode. I'll see you Tuesday, God say the same, on the allthingsfranz.com radio. Franz Lewis's music, video, and more show, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And until then, salute. Love, peace.
And hair grease.
There it is. Hope you get to feeling better, boo-boo. Wahala.
Thank you. Bye.